And welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight on this Tuesday. I'm Ty Taylor. Today we're talking with Rock Ridge High School senior Peyton Locke, a record breaker in the 200 meters at Rock Ridge High School. Broke a record that stood since 1973 a couple weeks ago. We'll talk to Peyton about that record-breaking time as well as the season he's had to this point and looking down the line. Some high goals for Peyton as he wraps up his high school track and field career here over the next month or so. We'll come back and hear from Peyton Locke after this on WRMJ.
When you're in the market to buy, Zimmerman Honda can get you the Honda you want with new vehicles arriving daily. Come drive with the all-new 2023 Pilot, the family-friendly SUV fully equipped with uncompromising capability. Or check out the all-new 2023 Accord, fun to drive with world-class safety, efficiency, and design. Or the 2023 CR-V with a new look inside and out with more legroom and cargo space. Zimmerman Honda, John Deere Road, 70th Street, Moline, or visit ZimmermanHonda.com. Zimmerman Honda.
This is Nikki Lair. Have you ever had an accident with someone who didn't have car insurance? If so, you know how important it is to understand your auto coverage. If you're not sure your car insurance would protect you in this situation, you need to contact me, Country Financial Rep John Waugh's office. I can help you understand your policy so you get the protection that works for you. Call me, Nikki Lair, at 309-582-3455 to chat about your auto insurance needs today.
And Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're joined today by Rock Ridge senior Peyton Locke, who's in the midst of a great senior track and field season, broke the school record in the 200 a couple of weeks ago, a record that stood since 1973. So, Peyton, as we start, can you kind of tell us what that meant to you, breaking that school record a couple of weeks ago?
It was amazing. It's been my whole life to, you know, succeed in like my events and just make everyone proud, and it really just showed that anyone can do it. I wasn't, you know, ever expecting I could ever break a record that long, and the coaches just put faith in me and just kept working, and it was an amazing feeling.
Well, looking back on that record-breaking time, you know, what do you think kind of allowed you to finally break that record? What was working so well for you that day?
Honestly, it was just a fantastic day. It was nice and warm and no wind, and I felt ready, and I just ran as hard as I possibly could, and I'm hoping to lower my time and make it harder to break in the future.
All right, so about a month ago now, you competed at the Illinois Top Times Indoor Championship, a fourth place finish in the 60, finished second in the 200 there. Both pretty good, you know, performances, I'd say. What'd you think of your performance back at the Illinois Top Times Indoor Championship?
I was definitely happy how I competed, but I know I can do better, and I know I'm faster than what I ran. So I'm just excited for the outdoor state meet to really show that, like, I am a fast kid, and I'm ready to compete. But yeah.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the outdoor state meet there a moment ago. So looking down the line at the rest of the season, what are some goals you maybe have potentially for yourself as you look, you know, towards the conference meet and into the postseason too?
I mean, my main goal is just to get lower times. I'm trying to break the 100-meter dash record. I'm right there. That'd be awesome. And I'm just trying to get my times lower so then, you know, possibly I can bring home first places in my events at state.
And of course, you're a part of some relay teams too for Rock Ridge and track and field. Is there any difference in approach for you as how you approach a relay race as opposed to one you're running individually?
Not really. I prefer a solo event because then if someone messes up, then I can only blame myself. For a relay, there's other people, but I trust every one of my teammates, and I know they'll give it their all, and I know I'll give it my all, so I'm not really stressed, and it's nice. It's more fun to being with that group of guys and experiencing those things with them.
All right, and as we start to wrap up with you, can you tell us a little bit about what the day-to-day preparation is like for you in track and field? I guess, what all goes into Peyton Locke being able to run at this high of a level?
it's 100% the coaches. I mean, every day we work on something new, working on my stride or my start. And I would not be there without my past coaches or Coach Henry right now. They've helped me out a lot. All my teammates, they push me and make sure I'm giving it my all. And it's just a lot of practice and a lot of effort.
Rockridge senior Peyton Locke joining us on WRMJ. Peyton, thanks for talking with us. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.